Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.
So we are back. I learned CW Tech Robotarians is what you guys all go by, right?
Yep.
What does
that
actually stand for, Dr. Q?
It stands for Creative Works Technology.
You learned something today over there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You learned what your name meant. Okay, so if you missed it, a few minutes ago, we were actually just chatting about the robotics team and what all of these students, I guess, do as part of it. Can you introduce yourself for anyone who missed you the first time? Again, tell me your name and where you go to school.
Hello, my name is Jared Martin. I am a junior at Coloma High School.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Stephen Chapman. I am a senior at Michigan Lutheran High School.
Very good.
I'm Eva Schley, and I'm a sophomore at Lake Michigan Catholic High School.
Okay.
I'm Jordan Leone, and I'm a senior at Water Elite.
I'm Dale Quatran. I am an instructor at Coloma and Bridgman. Mm-hmm.
And you're the mentor for this program.
Sure am.
Fantastic. Okay, so if you missed our interview before, just make sure you go onto WSJM.com to learn more about what these kids do day-to-day as part of the robotics program, a part of CW Tech, right? Mm-hmm. And then what the real reason that you wanted to come in and talk to me about today, let me see if I can get this right. I have Convergence and Insufficiency Awareness Program, correct?
Correct.
That's a lot. So when somebody hears that, the first thing that they go is, holy cow, what did you just throw at me? So I wanted to give you guys the opportunity to explain why you are in support of the Convergence and Insufficiency Awareness Campaign and what that means. So I think it's cool. You two kind of told a great story before we started recording about your classmate, your fellow classmate, Vince, who graduated last year. If you don't mind telling everyone else that story, we can go from there.
Yes, I've been classmates with Vince ever since I was in elementary school, and I've seen him grow up and kind of struggle with his homework, and his parents, you know, spent long nights with him trying to, you know, get him to understand, helping him out in whatever they could. And a lot of times when he wouldn't get his homework done, they would, you know, punish him as parents would because he's not getting it done. And they kept him out of sports. They even held him back a year in school, just trying to do everything they can for him.
Did they have any idea of what the problem was?
They had no idea that he might have had this visual condition, convergence insufficiency.
So until it was a visual, I guess, deal, right?
Yes and no. It's based in the brain.
Okay.
But it involves the eyes and how they work together.
Okay.
So the eyes themselves are healthy, but it's how the brain controls how they move together.
So how did he find out that this is what he had?
Well, of all places, Vince's parents saw an article of CI on Facebook.
Okay.
And they decided to have him tested for this. And when they got him tested and they found out this is what it was, that was his roadblock in his education, they felt, you know, horrible because, mm-hmm. I mean, this is what was actually the issue. So once Vince got, you know, the treatment and everything he needed, he's now gone on to work at Edgewater Automation as a machinist, and he's mm-hmm. doing so much better now. He actually, you know, he got diagnosed with this his senior year, and it was the first year he made the honor roll.
Okay, wow. Okay. Did you have anything you wanted to add, Dr. Q? Okay. So I guess, why are you guys compassionate about this? Is this something that was cool to see the light switch change, or what makes you passionate about, I guess, getting the awareness that this is even a thing out there to other people listening?
There's, I guess, multiple reasons why, as a team, we're passionate about this. Not only about Vince, our fellow classmate and team member that really like kind of gets the wheels spinning on it, but FIRST does with teams is it's not just robotics. FIRST challenges teams to go out and change the culture for the positive, which to most teams really means going out and making a greater impact within our communities. Mm-hmm. And just like Vince, which kind of started that fire, now we want to push it and make sure no other families go through the pain and suffering that his family did.
And not even families, but just really any individual, whether you're working at work or you're going to school, or maybe you're even just learning as you grow up before you go into school. For this being something that you said is not regularly or not really tested for at all, why would you not, right? We get checked for visual and hearing before we go into school, mm-hmm. right? So how simple is a test?
Easy diagnosis test, which we can actually show you, but it's you sit down with somebody and you take a object, mm-hmm. which is like a pen or pencil, and you tell them to focus on the top of the pen or pencil, and you set it about a foot away from their eyes, and you tell them as they're focusing on it, you'll bring it in close to their face, and you'll tell them when they see double, so when they see two pens. And then you'll pull it away, and you'll ask them, when do they reconverge on it again slowly? This test can easily take 30 seconds to a minute.
Okay. And what's the treatment for it when you know that you have it? I guess, how long does it take? What is the usual treatment? What did Vince go through?
From what we've heard from Vince, he goes into the optometrist's office, and they put him through kind of like video games, actually, but mm-hmm. they're more just based around therapy on your eyes, moving them around, and I personally do not know a bunch about the treatment, but it's just some of the stuff that Vince has told us about.
Now, you had a good point earlier. How many people have this?
Based on statistics, they say that somewhere between 8 and 13% of the population has it. So this is huge. The estimate then would be somewhere around 1 million mm-hmm. Michiganders have it. And, for example, there's about 500 kids at Coloma. That means about 50 kids have it, and they don't know it.
That is crazy.
And this has, as the story with Vince indicates, this has a huge impact on kids' academic success.
So what is the goal that you guys have, knowing that this many students have it, likely, to get awareness out, to at least know that we should be tested for this maybe when we go to school or whatever it may be? How are you guys, approaching that?
Like we said before, we're raising awareness, but with this new Senate bill going through that will broaden that testing for the elementary school, it'll also include not only convergence insufficiency testing, but testing for many other visual disorders as well.
Okay.
So by being able to get kids tested for this at a much earlier age, we'll be able to avoid the time of frustration and not knowing what's going on until later in their life.
Exactly.
And these kids can be, convergence insufficiency can be identified in a child as early as first grade.
Okay.
So there's really no reason. And with a test as easy as this one, there's no reason for them to go their whole life having headaches every time they try to read something.
Exactly. It's really cool to see that you guys are so passionate about getting this awareness out there, considering that, do any of you have it, or is it just Vince?
We personally don't have it, but
that's what I mean. You saw a classmate that struggled through it, and you at least want other students to know that this is out there, right?
Yeah, actually, this year we learned that we have another teammate whose brother has convergence insufficiency, and I do believe we have another teammate as well who has convergence insufficiency.
Okay. What does the bill have to do with this, and how did you guys get involved with helping this bill, I guess, move forward?
The bill is Bill Number 411. We had actually reached out to Senator John Prose to help us with this and getting help with this into schools. He contacted us and said, there's a bill out right now that focuses on optical issues, and CI is actually part of this bill.
Okay.
Would you want to come in and speak on it and in support of it? And we said, yeah. So the other day we actually did go up to the Capitol and speak on convergence insufficiency in support of this bill.
Awesome. And that must have been pretty cool to actually take it there, right?
It was really nerve-wracking.
Okay. So the reason, too, that I wanted to have you here was how the community can help you and support this. Is you just wanted to let them know that this is out there? What do you suggest people that are listening that maybe want to help you guys, want to help get awareness out? What should they do? Is there something that you guys are campaigning or what?
Our team is really trying to get across to lots of families that are struggling, saying that if your student is having trouble, they're dealing with headaches, look for these signs.
Yep.
A lot of times, students can get misdiagnosed as having ADHD or dyslexia, mm-hmm. which can result in treatments for those conditions when the actual problem is a vision disorder.
So really the goal here is to just let people know that this is a thing, okay, and that a lot of people have it, and that a test is very simple. Probably just go to the eye doctor to figure this out, correct?
Yes. So one of the things we've been doing as a team is going out and giving presentations at school board meetings to teachers to make them aware of this.
Duh.
And so we've done that several times over the last 9 months or so. And one of the things that was really interesting, the Senate Health Policy Committee meeting, they had optometrists there in support of the bill. And one of them was a researcher, and she was telling us that her master's paper, she looked at students with IEPs, individual education program, and they discovered that about 60% of the students that had IEPs actually had vision problems, not emotional problems. Those all came as a result of the vision problem.
Exactly. Exactly. So just know that this is a thing. And then I wanted to also, since you brought it up too, you have done presentations for this. Maybe somebody is interested in learning more through you guys or seeing your presentation. What's the easiest way to get a hold of you to do so?
The easiest way is to contact me, either probably by email is dquatrin, Quattrin at ccs.coloma.org.
Okay, very good. And I wanted to also say thank you for coming in. I mean, seriously, you guys are very impressive. When I was your age, I was definitely not in front of groups giving presentations about subjects that I didn't even, you know, relatively have. One of my friends did. So this is really cool. Good luck in your future endeavors and your future competitions. And don't forget, WSJM is also the home for Robotics Roundtable. So be listening for them. I'm sure that they'll be back to tell you more. You'll hear from them. And thank you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Got something to say with Lindsay K. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay K. From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.